if someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in a movie show yelled, "Fire in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg," you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that personage should be invisible, inconsequential. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should've been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should've been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there.
Oh, Andy, I didn't see you there.
Amos, my name is Amos.
Who said it wasn't? It's the kid's name I'm thinking about.
What kid?
Roxy's kid. You know when she's due? Early fall. September? Can you count? September?
Well, that don't figure out right. I couldn't
divorce
be the father.
Is that what you said? Oh, my God, man. You wouldn't divorce her over a little thing like that, would you?
You're damn right. That's what I'll do. I'll divorce her. She probably won't even
notice.
You're
still here, Andy. I thought you'd gone.
Yeah, I'm still here, I think. Suppose you was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears, you'd notice him. Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years, you'd notice him. A human being's made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that human being next to you is unimpressive, undistinguished, you know. Should've been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time.